this weekend, the brilliant Def Leppard play the Echo Arena here in Liverpool. It's going to be an absolutely fantastic gig. I've got a pair of tickets to give away later on in the show, and we're also going to give a little bit of a play to their brilliant cover of Personal Jesus as well in a moment or two. But first of all, before all that, let's speak to one member of the band. Phil Collin, good afternoon.
Hi there, how you doing?
Yeah, very well, thanks. Great to have you on. And you must be absolutely thrilled with how this tour has gone so far. You started at the start of this month. As I say, you're coming to Liverpool this weekend, and it's all going rather well.
It's going really well. You know, we started the whole tour in May, earlier on in the year. You know, we toured the States. And then after that, you know, we rehearsed the Hysteria thing, because we never actually toured that. We've done it in Vegas once, but taking a whole album on the road is something different. And you know, when we did the Vegas thing, we found that it was a bit more theatrical for some bizarre reason, and a bit more classy than just a regular set list. So it's going down a storm, you know. And it's really weird, because you know you think the running order of this, that's not what we would do if we was doing a live set, but the fact that it's the Hysteria album, it's such an iconic kind of statement and everything, it works great, and the audiences have been amazing. It's been really, really incredible.
You talk about that North America tour. Over 1 million tickets sold, was it? That's incredible in itself.
Yeah. It was bonkers, yeah. It was awesome. It was really lots of fun.
And you played the O2 Arena last week in London, which must have been fantastic. And this week, coming to Liverpool, how much are you looking forward to that?
I am a lot, actually, because, you know, we missed it out the last time or two. You know, we haven't been there for a little while, and it'd be nice to get back there, you know. So yeah, and especially bringing this on tour, you know, it's like I said, it's a treat. It's the band's never been this good, you know. But Joe's voice is amazing. Usually at this point in a tour, you know, kind of a towards, yeah, especially the end of the year and it's winter and all that, you know, you get sick and it's a bit tired. But this has been the opposite. It's the first time I think we've ever toured where it's just gone onwards and upwards. So, you know, in every respect, like I said, the playing, the singing, and the singing's such a physical thing. So, you know, we're in a really good place right now.
You certainly are, and the fans are absolutely responding to that. So Hysteria came out in 1987. I bet it doesn't feel like it was 31 years ago.
It doesn't, you know, and I can remember sitting in, you know, various rooms or studios, you know, wherever we ended up doing the album, it just seems a couple of years ago. It's bizarre, actually. You know, it's yeah. I remember all the you know, doing the videos and all that stuff. So it's yeah, it's really weird, and it's gone in a flash. Because, you know, we've only ever taken 1 year off, 2010. Other than that, we've been, like, you know, recording tour. But and like I say, it's just getting better and better. It never gets old. And I think the one great thing about, you know, and that's what everyone notices when they come to see us, with a lot of bands, it's a bit of a chore for them to get out and dust it off. You know, we've never split up. We've always had something to say. And we just love doing this. So it's, I think it's apparent, you know, it's certainly on stage, and just the way that, you know, everything's gone up, we just keep raising the bar. And that's really exciting. And it's really exciting to see, you know, fans respond to that.
You say you've only had that 1 year off, but because this album is 30-odd years old, does it almost feel a little bit fresh that you're touring some of the material that you might not have played live before?
It definitely does. And when we started off, there's a section in the set that's really demanding, like vocally. There's so many backing vocals. And it's actually, I was a little bit sick last week when we did I had this throat thing when we did London and the day before, and I was barely scraped through it. I had to warm up for like 2 hours, vocals and stuff. But it's great, and it's actually exciting, that challenge. You know, you've got like Don't Shoot Shotgun, Run Riot, and Excitable. They're really demanding. They're kind of high to sing, and so when we rehearsed them, as though we didn't really know how to turn out. But it's a great part of the set, and it just kind of, yeah, you just look forward to it now. It's very cool.
It's Radio City Talk. You're listening to Full Time, and I'm speaking to Phil Collin from Def Leppard, ahead of their show at the Echo Arena this weekend. You've been in the business now for 35, 40 years. Does it still amaze you just how successful the band has been over that period of time?
It really has. But I've got to say, you know, I'm really proud of our integrity. You know, like I said, we've never split up. We've never done that, you know, reunion stuff and all of that. All the things we do are for the right reasons. And like I said, we keep raising the bar. You know, earlier on in this year, you know, I went out on the G3 tour with Joe Satriani and John Petrucci, and it just took my guitar playing up to another few notches, you know, just playing with those guys every night. So, and now I can apply that to this. So we just keep improving. So it's, and things keep changing in the industry, which is really interesting. And I remember being, just before I turned 30, we were just touring, we were about to go on tour with Hysteria, and I thought, well, I wonder how much longer we can do this. I wonder how old you got to be, and does it get weird? And here we are. I'm 61, and it's even more fun now.
How has your particular approach to playing live gigs changed over that 30 years?
Well, you know, I stopped drinking like 30 years ago, and I just think that, I mean, personally, that as well. I just like the fact that you can improve, and just because, you know, it says on your, you know, driving license or passport, you're born in this year and you're supposed to act a certain way. We kind of apply that to the band as well. It's like, there's no reason you can't just keep getting better. Everyone goes, oh, you know, get a bit old in your voice. Goes, no, not if you care about it, and you know, you warm up in the guitar playing, everything about it, you can just keep improving. We never stop writing songs. Everyone's going, well, when's the next album? You know, we started it already. It's never like we're going to take a break and sit down and write an album. It's like we're constantly on the go. And that's exciting in itself. And it's you know, it's just something that we've all wanted to do since we were little kids. And the fact that we get to do it, you know, on such a level is just so exciting. You know, I mean, the States this year, you know, we it was some stadiums and some big arenas in the States. And then with Japan, Australia, Hawaii, a bunch of stuff after that. So it's just constantly exciting. And plus, you know, being the eternal tourist, which is great. You get to see these amazing places, and it's thrilling. I mean, it really is. You know, it's not like going out and get kind of messed up every night and all that stuff. It's like just really appreciating what we do and where we go with it, and seeing how people react to that. Like I said, you know, people react to the integrity as much as they do to the songs and everything. Plus, this show is really good. You know, we've got lasers and huge screens and everything. It's great.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic show at the arena on Saturday, as it will be for the whole tour, I'm sure. Just one final thing. You mentioned there the industry changing over those 30, 40 years, and I guess it kind of is unrecognisable to when you first started in it, but rock music certainly is making an absolutely massive comeback in terms of radio play and the bands that are breaking through now as well. And you kind of, along with a number of other acts from that era, are still going strong as well.
Absolutely. You know, I think the one thing that you must realize with whatever you do in life is that things are going to change. Everything is temporary. And, you know, we don't have bookstores anymore. You know, I remember in America, you know, or over here, everywhere. There's a few more over here than there are in the States. It almost like 1 week and all the bookstores were gone. Everyone's like, you know, reading it electronically or not reading at all. So, you know, a whole industry disappeared, and you can't get freaked out. You know, that's just, I don't want to say progress, but that's just how it goes. You know, it kind of moves on to, it morphs into other things. So I think as long as you're okay with that and you're aware and mindful that that's going to happen, you can adjust accordingly. And that's kind of what we do, you know.
Absolutely. It's been a phenomenal career. It really has. And it's great to hear that there could be some new music on the way in the future as well. So, good luck. Enjoy the arena on Saturday night. And thank you for your time this afternoon, Phil.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you.